Is your radio sluggish lately? Does it suffer from that run-down blues feeling? Is it bothered by tired tone? You can make your radio feel good again. Treat it and yourself to the best.
It's Sunday, April 26, 2015, and this is the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troller Program.
I'm a 400-pound hunk of burning love.
It's April 26. It's the end of April. Spring. And yesterday, it was, I would be surprised if it cleared 45 degrees. Today, it was cold. It was in the 50s around there, low 50s. And it is wonderful. I love it so much. Anybody who's listened to the show for a long time knows that I was stuck in Phoenix for 38 miserably, brutally hot, sweat-soaked years. And I abhor the heat. Before any smart aleck flippantly says, well, why didn't you move? Because moving costs money, and I didn't have a lot of that to go around. So to get back to what I was talking about before with the cold, yesterday, because I work for NAU TV and the sports production team crew, even though I hate sports, I have no interest in them. We covered a football game, one of those. Yeah, I'll get to the right sport eventually. And it was outside, and I sat outside, and I had my Radio Troller hoodie. Where's my hoodie? Oh, there it is. I had my Radio Troller hoodie on. I had gloves, my thick leather motorcycle gloves. I was wearing socks and jeans. I was ready for the cold, but it really hit yesterday. I was out in it for like 6.5-7 hours. My fingers were all kind of numbly. I was cold. Boogers were running through the mustache of my beard. And look at this for the camera right in there. A couple of times I shivered, and it was cold. I was cold, and I loved it. I will take cold any day over heat. Heat, it's easy to get over cold. You go inside, you're warm. 5 minutes later, any sign of cold is, it's all gone. Oh, I feel nice, and everything's good, and I can get on with my life. And to make cold even better, I can have a cup of hot chocolate. Oh, this is yummy. Oh, this feels so good inside. Oh, this is good. Heat, there's a whole process to getting over heat. When you come inside from the heat, you are sopping in sweat. Your clothes are sticking to you. And you take off all your clothes, and you go and you take a second or a third shower of the day to get all that slimy sweat off your body. You get rid of all that stink and just, you got to chuck your clothes in the hamper or in the washing machine. You dry off, and then you're finally cooled down. It's a whole process getting over heat. Heat is awful. Cold, I love the cold. I'll take as much cold as you can give me. I'd be running around naked on that football field yesterday if in that weather if I wouldn't have gotten arrested. So yeah, I'm a natural heat generator, so I love the cold. You bring on as much as you want to bring on. And also, by the way, football really is as boring as I thought it would be. I never, ever liked football. This is the first time I've ever sat through a football game, and it was painfully dull. It was 5 seconds of action, and then things stop. And then action stop! And it's just like, come on, keep it going. If you're going to do something for longer than 5 seconds. Which is kind of funny, because that's what all my girlfriends have said about me in the past, too. See, basketball, I can see the fun in basketball, even though I really don't care about sports. I'm fine with basketball. I mean, basketball is action. Run down the court, they make a goal into the basket, then the team grabs the ball, runs to shoot the basket into the goal, and back and forth. And even when there's, just a free throw, there's tense action. Is he going to make it? Up goes the ball. Oh, and he makes another goal. See, I can understand the appeal of basketball. Football, I don't know. I just don't get it. 5 seconds of action, 30 seconds of getting everybody lined up again for another 5. It's just boring to me. But it's all almost over. What, there's another week? Maybe 2 weeks, depending on you. For me, I got one more week of school left, and then it's all over. And then it's the sweet relief of no more classes for a few months. And I'll go off to Illinois, spend time with my girlfriend and her endearable 3-year-old daughter, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's so close. So very close. Just a few days. Just think of it as days, not weeks. Days. It's days now. Can almost reach out and touch it. Just almost get there. Just stretch, stretch.
Men who listen to the radio, gals who listen to the radio, all who listen to the radio, they have a wonderful time because they hear the news presented with intelligibility.
Music of the masters or a dance band with a pedigree.
Sports events and singers are big favorites, and you see, it doesn't cost a dime.
Is it?
It's time for the Eric Paul Johnson
Radio Trola Program.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be spending some time in the production studio after this show is done, because I forgot to push to do something on the video podcast. So it didn't capture the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes of the show. Fortunately, I got the audio recording going at the same time. So it's not lost forever, hopefully. Anyway, catch my breath after stupid dancing around, which I really shouldn't do, because I get this in the right. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's the end of the semester. We're coming to one more radio meeting of the week, and then it's all over for the semester. But things here at KJAC Radio are in motion, as always, to prepare for the next semester, for fall semester, for KJAC Radio fall semester. And we are looking for managers of certain departments to take over when the old people go away. And there's an opening. And there's one of those in production. The production staff. They make the commercials, the IDs, the all this kind of stuff. Now, this semester, I have been the assistant production manager. This is the first time I've been the assistant production manager, and I've enjoyed it. I like doing this kind of stuff. Now, the current production manager, and I've applied, I've done, you know, I filled out the application, and I turned it in, put it in the box for the station manager. I would like to be production manager. I would be a good production manager. Hire me as production manager. I filled it out a little bit better than that. But I get the vibe that I am not going to get this gig as production manager. Because the current production manager has said who she wants to take over after she leaves. And her finger was pointing nowhere in my direction. But I think I'm more than qualified to be the production manager. And but she's made a you know, kind of a deal. I wouldn't call it a big deal. Some sort of deal where she said, I want, you know, say in who gets picked as production manager and assistant production manager. And I don't know why she wants to make such a big stink out of it, because she's leaving. She's not staying here at KJAC. She's leaving Flagstaff. She's leaving NAU. She's moving on to ASS. I'm sorry, ASU, Arizona State University. ASS, same kind of thing.
Shut up!
So I have turned in my application. I did it on time. But production isn't just, you know, words on a paper saying, I've done this, I've done this, I would be good at this because of this. Production, you know, I'm not applying to be working data entry or something like that, where you can just look at a piece of paper and, oh, they do, okay, they have that experience, oh, sure, why not hire him? It's a soul-deadening, mind-numbing, life-sucking, tedious, painfully tedious office job. Any trained monkey can do this. I can't think of a better trained monkey than this Eric Paul Johnson guy. Hire him to do data entry. No, production, it's, you know, radio, it's an audiophonic experience, so I am going to, not only do I do my paper application, consider this my audio application. This is, because I want this job as production manager, because I love doing this kind of stuff. So, now that we're here, let's get started on the audio portion of my application for production manager. So, I have been doing this job as assistant production manager since January, and I was glad to hear that I got the news in December, because I love working in production. This, just recording, writing commercials, recording them, producing them, making IDs. I just love doing this. I would set up if my bed would fit in there, I would set up shop in the production room and just never leave. I love being there. I love doing it. And right after that first meeting that we had in January, there was, we need a commercial for our KJAC Arts Festival. That's coming up in February. So somebody on the production team over there, you guys make up a commercial. And they were kind of, okay, yeah, sure. And we had a production meeting with the production staff, and they were like, okay, sure, okay. And we had a production meeting. Everybody scattered. They went off in their own ways. Not me. I came prepared. I had my thumb drives with my music beds, drops, and after the crowd dispersed, after the production staff went off and did their own things, off on whatever and ever, I jumped right into action. I pushed buttons, I set levels, I got the right to, I quick like a bunny, wrote out the commercial, and I gave you, station manager, and I gave KJAC, I gave the world a clever and fun commercial for the KJAC Arts Festival. On Saturday, February 7th, it's the KJAC Live Arts Festival. There will be face painting, live music, a raffle, food, and alcohol.
Woohoo!
The Orpheum Theater, Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30, the fun begins at 7, and admission is free!
Hope you like your present!
The KJAC Live Arts Festival, Saturday, February 7th at the Orpheum Theater, 15 West Aspen Avenue in downtown Flagstaff. The fun starts at 7 o'clock.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
And when more information about the show, as things were gelling, coming together for the Arts Festival, more information came in, another commercial was needed. What did everybody else do? I got around to it. Right after that meeting, slam right into action, and I produce you another commercial with more information about the KJAC Live Arts Festival. The KJAC Live Arts Festival, Saturday, February 7th at the Orpheum Theater, 15 West Aspen Avenue in downtown Flagstaff. Live music from Sparkle Motion, Flight of Ryan, and DJ Chris. Expect art vendors, face painting, a photo booth, and a jewelry making station. Doors open at 6:30, and admission is free. The KJAC Live Arts Festival. Action, adventure, alcohol. So another week goes by. More information. The show is finally set. This is who's going to be there. This is what's going to happen. This is when. There's all this information, and all the kids in the class there. They were saying, "Oh, that's too much stuff. How are we going to put? We can't make a commercial with that much." No, they couldn't, but I could. And right away, I whipped up a commercial, and I fit everything into that commercial. All the people in the class, in the meeting, say, "You can't put that. How are we going to fit that much?" I did it.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
This just in, the final lineup for the KJAC Live Arts Festival has been set. Live music from The Vital Lines, Wake Up Joel, Sparkle Motion, Flight of Ryan, and DJ Chris. Also at the festival, face painting, henna tattooing, a photo booth, jewelry making station, and alcohol. The KJAC Live Arts Festival will be Saturday, February 7th at the Orpheum Theater from 7 p.m. to midnight. Admission is free. Now back to our other live breaking story already in progress.
Now the whole field's caught by the woods as far as the gas tanks for the automobiles are spreading out.
So I made that commercial. And in next week, we got an open mic night at the Hub. You need a commercial for that. Can you guys make up commercial? And the production manager nodded, yeah, sure. I think they didn't even ask for a commercial. But I gave you a commercial. And I gave you an entertaining commercial. While everybody else was doing their other things, I was in that production studio making entertaining commercials for an upcoming KJAC event. Think you're funny? Think you make pretty songs? Then prove it, Laughing Music Pants, at the Hub Open Mic Night. If you've got something legal you've wanted to do in front of an audience, then this is your chance to grab fame by the... and give it everything you've got. Get your act together by Friday, January 30th. Sign-up starts at 6:30, and the amateurs take the stage at 7 o'clock.
I give...
Perform at your own risk. Oh, wrong button. What happened to... Oh, that stopped. Okay. Okay, so the next assignment for the production class. Come up with a Valentine's Day sweeper. Because it's February, it's Valentine's time. But, and this was at the instructions of the current production manager, don't be depressing. Be, you know, romantic. Nobody in the production class wanted to. They, fine, if we have to approach to making a Valentine's Day sweeper. And they did their best. However, I took I'm with the production staff. I hate Valentine's Day. It's a stupid Hallmark hogwash made to make men feel terrible if they drop the ball on this day. But while the other class made their half-hearted Valentine's Day sweepers, I took a humorous approach to making a Valentine's Day sweeper. I will stuff down my disdain for such a stupid holiday to create wonderful radio sweeper entertainment. To set the mood for you and your lover, dim the lights, chill a bottle of vanilla Coke, turn on 1680 AM KJAC Radio, and let the love flow.
Ooh. We're gonna have fun.
Yes.
So, the next in line, Easter. There was a couple other assignments, but I came down with something. I wasn't sick, but I wasn't well. Either way, I couldn't talk very well, so I missed a couple weeks. But I jumped right on board when everything in my body was put right that once went wrong, I jumped right into action. Next up, Easter. Come up with an Easter sweeper. It's kind of a stumper because there's really Easter's kind of there, and I don't really and I was racking, Easter. How can I connect the Easter to the radio station? And that's when I came up with this wonder. Another kid in the class, he came up with East Sam Oceans. He came up with a great Easter sweeper. There's no way it would ever make it on the radio because the place would be burned to the ground because of his. I guess insulting to a certain segment of people. But I loved it. We all thought it was hilarious and great. But I came up with an Easter that you can run on the station. And it did run on the station. And I made sure of that because when Millie blew out, when the automated broadcaster blew out, I threw as much stuff as I could onto an emergency playlist on iTunes. Emergency playlist in iTunes, and one of those was the sweeper that I made for Easter. Wow, look at that Easter basket! What the... Candy? I wanted KJAC Radio. This Easter sucks. Clever, funny, entertaining radio ID sweeper from me, Eric Paul Johnson. So word's coming. We're going to FM. KJAC Radio is going to go to we're going to have a low-power FM station, nice clear signal, people can hear us all a lot better, and a lot more stable transmitter. We need new IDs. We need new sweepers. Production staff, come on. We at least each of you come up with 10 FM ID sweepers. Well, there's no problem for me because I am awesome. With sound and editing and all this other stuff. So I just started banging out FM IDs. And here are just a few samples of the FM the IDs that I made for the FM station whenever we finally get that thing going. Soon, I hope. But I've been hearing soon since about February. So here, whenever we get that station going, whenever we get the FM going, here are some IDs I made for the FM. 107.1 FM, KLJX LP. Your Flagstaff home for
pop, pop, pop music. Pop, pop, pop music.
107.1 KLJX LP. Kicking ass and taking names in FM stereo. Loosely translated, that means you're listening to 107.1 FM KLJX LP.
Woo-hoo!
That means it's good. So, we had to move on. Hi, David. David's walking by the studio. So next up, we had to make throwback IDs for the station. We had to, and the station manager said, pick songs from your youth. And she was talking really to the bulk of the production staff, because they're all like in their late teens, early 20s. She wasn't talking about my youth. Back when I was a kid, we didn't have music. We banged rocks together, we threw poop at each other, and that was a good time.
Think it's funny being old?
No, it's not, actually.
My old damn body's falling apart.
I'm right there with you.
Sometimes I can't even go to the bathroom when I want to. But I'm still a man, let me tell you, and I can take on both you punks.
All right, you do that later on. After the show, I'll meet you by the bike racks. So she said, pick music from NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears. You know, all that crap from the late 90s and early aughts that was popular music back then. And before you think I'm becoming a cranky old person, I thought pop music started to progressively suck severely and severely more after, you know, when I turned 15. 1984 on, thank you Madonna and all that other junk that came after it. It's not because I'm old, it's because your music sucks. But I want to be part of this production world. So I took my own about pop music from the late 90s, early aughts, and put together this throwback sweeper in my own snarky way. KJAC Radio plays the best music from your youth. No, wait, the worst. I meant the worst music of your youth.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
And because I can't be stopped. When an idea comes in my head, I gotta go into the production booth and make it. So I thought, you know, I'm gonna make another throwback sweeper. This one that would actually probably get played on the radio. So I banged this one out in no time at all, because I'm awesome like that. I would be the perfect production manager.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
No, I built a time machine out of KJAC Radio. KJAC Radio, playing the best music of today and all your yesterdays.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Gotta get back in time.
So I made that. Now let's take a listen to my competition's work. The current production manager wants this guy to be the production manager. I have no problem with him. I like him. He's a good kid. But, well, let's just take a listen to his pop sweeper.
Katy Perry, check. Pink, check. One Republic, present. Maroon 5, accounted for. And don't forget Paramore and much, much more here on 107.1 FM KJAC Radio.
Now, one of the jobs of production managers, when the production staff meets, we go over each other's sweepers, or IDs, whatever, and the production manager critiques. So I'm going to critique my competition for production manager's sweeper there. And unlike one of my teachers this semester, I am not going to be a flaming jerk in my critique. It is possible to be honest without being a fart face. And I will show you how this is done. This kid, it's a good sweeper. But a couple of things. You need to, when you're not talking, bring the volume of the music up. And then bring it down when you're talking. Because it's kind of quiet all in the background. And you're You're not level. The levels are kind of jumping all over the place. Also, you could kind of whittle that down to, like, if you're going to do a checklist, do 3. I think you did 5 in there, because you only got 15 to 30 seconds, and this is 36 seconds, so we got to, you know, just tighten things up, trim things down, and you got your sweeper is aces. Do you see what I did there? I helped out the kid. My years, my 32 years of playing with audio, editing, making phony commercials for my show, for just for fun, for years and years, you know, cassettes, working with cassettes, I can help pass on my vast expert knowledge on making a perfect commercial or sweeper to the youngsters. I'm your friend. I'm your older, wiser friend. So that's why I would be a good production manager. Now, you know, don't. If you know, if you're sitting here, well, of course, Eric, you're going to think you're great. Why wouldn't you? You're you. Well, yes, I am awesome. There is absolutely no doubt about that. But I have talked to Dale Hoskins. He is like the super duper guy in charge, I believe, of the entire, like, he's the radio station, the TV station. He's the top, he's the head man, that he's the top professor that he oversees all the stuff. And he's a good egg. I actually like him. He's pretty neat. I'm so sorry that he's retiring. Love to work with him some more. He's a nice, fun guy. And so I went to his office to get his, you know, endorsement of my sweeper commercial, my production work. So I set down the little iPod, set it to record, and I got what he said about my production work.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
There you go. High praise from the highest man in charge of all this stuff. So, another thing, I'm old. I am going to be 46 years old in a couple weeks. The people who the current production manager wants for assistant and production manager in the fall semester, they're kids. They're young. I'd be surprised if they're over 5 years old. I don't know. They're very, very young. They, trust me, from this perspective, from 40 age 46, you guys have all the time in the world to get things done. I'm not saying put it off until you're 40, but, you know, let me be production manager for a semester, then you guys can take over in the spring 2016 semester. I don't have that luxury. I'm 46 years old. I screwed around. I listened to idiots who said I could never do this radio thing because I don't talk. So that stopped me from doing things for 20 years, and I wasted away in soul-deadening jobs. And I have got time to make up for. I got to start banging out things, you know, good-looking things on a resume. So, production manager, let's put that on the resume. I was the production manager for KJAC Radio. That will look good on the resume. So there's, you know, please, help an old man out, please, before I die sad and lonely and without ever being a production manager. You don't want that on your conscience, do you? So, you know, I'm good. I'm awesome. With me, you not only get quantity, you get quality. Not to knock the other kids, but and not to be smug. Really, I don't know how you can be smug when it's the God honest truth. I am better than everybody else in that class. I make witty, funny, professional sounding IDs and sweepers. I am more than qualified to be the production manager. While all the people in the class and in the meetings, they whined about those the Live Arts Festival commercials. Oh, that's too much. How can we fit that much information? I don't know how to do that. I was there in the production booth making. I was making it happen. I was squeezing all that information into your 30-second commercial. During spring break, when everybody was out getting drunk and getting some action, I was in the production booth, banging out FM IDs. Saturday nights, when everybody's out getting drunk and getting some action, I was in the production booth making Amtrak commercials.
And I was there. I saw that.
That's right. That guy That's true. I have no idea who that guy was, but he stood outside of the production booth staring at me, watching everything I did. It was creepy, but I worked through the creepiness to produce quality work. This, and all of the other examples that I have given you of my work, time, and dedication to producing commercials and sweepers to make KJAC Radio a more enjoyable listening experience, when all the equipment's working, should show that I, Eric Paul Johnson, is the best choice to be the next production manager for KJAC Radio in the fall semester of 2014.
America's the Beautiful, America.
Are you quite finished with your joke?
Yeah, I think I've pretty much gotten myself into enough trouble, so, let's just move on here.
May, the traditional month for spring house cleaning, is only 4 days away. In many homes this year, women won't be able to do so very much of that extra cleaning. War work, civilian defense, Red Cross, Victory Gardens, all these important activities are number one obligations. But in most of those homes, there's a silent partner helping to cut down on housekeeping work, helping to protect floors, furniture, and woodwork. That silent partner is Johnson's Wax. Day after day, month after month, it guards all kinds of surfaces, wood, leather, metal, against wear and dirt. An occasional application of either paste or liquid, Johnson's Wax gives not only protection, but great beauty to your home. Rooms can be kept in tip-top shape with less work. Many spring house cleaning chores become unnecessary. At no time in its more than 50 years of service has genuine Johnson's Wax been more helpful to homemakers than right now.
On the Southwest Chief, the onboard train experience is unique and memorable. Whether you're going home to visit family or traveling back to school, riding Amtrak is the fun, low-cost, convenient way to go. Visit Amtrak.com today for reservations. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your seats, please. Our tour of the moon's famous Sea of Tranquility is about to begin.
A sightseeing tour on the moon. We at the Bendix Corporation believe it will happen, and before too many tomorrows go by. Already, our astronauts whirl through space nearly 200 miles high. Next thing you know, an unmanned vehicle will rove the moon's surface. Then a manned vehicle will explore it in detail. After that, you'll be there, if you want to be. The Tomorrow People at Bendix are helping to make these things possible, and more in the areas of national defense, aviation, space, oceanics, automotive, and manufacturing. To search, to discover, to develop, to broaden man's knowledge of the world he lives in and the universe around him. To make reality of imagination. This is Bendix, the Tomorrow People.
Hey, what's up? This is Wes. And for all you single ladies out there, if you're not listening to Eric Paul Johnson, you're missing out on this. Yeah.
There you go. When you push buttons, things happen. Don't judge this when you're judging me for production manager, because it's not live in the production room. I have time to figure out what buttons. All right. Look, a few weeks ago, I posted something on Facebook.
Is this important?
No, of course not. It was posted on Facebook. Nothing posted on Facebook is important. I wrote, let me see, where is it? Okay, here it is. I wrote, macaroni and cheese would be a really bad ice cream flavor. Since I have such awesome Facebook friends, because of course awesome attracts awesome, they started coming up with other ideas for really bad flavors of ice cream, and they were free to post them on the Facebooks, and they were so good that I had to save them and tell everybody, look what my friends came up with for ice cream flavors.
Who wants to lick a messy baby?
No, messy baby was not one of the bad ice cream flavors. But it's hard to beat something that bad. But my friends did a really good job. Emma Sweeney wrote bacon ice cream.
Oh, I ain't gonna eat none of that.
Mina Ryan came up with grapefruit or pickle would be nasty too.
I just makes me sick to my stomach.
Karen Michelle Amster, broccoli flavored?
No, we don't go there. Just stop.
Yeah, don't bring vegetables. Don't bring healthy into ice cream. When you bring healthy into ice cream, you have killed ice cream. You have shoved a steak into the heart of ice cream and made it unfun. Vegetables suck all the fun out of everything. Another suggestion by Karen, deer dung. William Kingdon said ice cream with black olives.
I think that is the most inane, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Skeege, or is it Skyge? Skygge said, what about pungent vomit flavored? My wonderful and creative girlfriend, Patricia, came up with a list of pretty disgusting ice cream flavors. Mustard.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
I like mustard, but I would not. Those are two, ice cream and mustard are two great tastes that do not taste great together. Another suggestion from my warped girlfriend for ice cream flavors, haggis.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Rancid gopher meat.
Are you out of your mind?
Cat pee.
You can shove that up your hind end.
Spotted dick or blood pudding.
Sounds crazy to me.
And her last one, which is a pretty disgusting ice cream flavor. Earwax.
I bet he ain't exactly Chef Boyardee in the kitchen.
She. My girlfriend is a she. And I hope she's not Chef Boyardee in the kitchen, because Chef Boyardee makes terrible... Canned pasta is a crime against humanity. So, I'm Italian. I'm part Italian. So, no. Just don't. Don't put pasta in cans. Don't. Von Fox, another very creative guy, came up with a list of pretty bad ice cream flavors. Liver and onions.
Oh my God!
Mutilated monkey meat.
Well, the guy that wrote that must have been some kind of a nut.
Calamari and garlic ice cream.
You're a sick man, Johnson.
No, it wasn't me. It was my friend Vaughn. He's a sick man. But very entertaining, so it's all right. Ashtray, vinegar, and cherries ice cream.
You must be mad.
I'm not sure what this flavor would taste like, but it is not something that I want to experience. Vaughn suggested a bad ice cream flavor would be Kmart.
What in the hell?
And finally, and I think this is the best of all of them. All of those are pretty good, but I think this is the one that just made me... It mixes the world of reality, because there really is this flavor that people actually eat. Nobody eats cat pee or rancid gopher meat or ashtray mixed with vinegar. And nobody puts, you know, this is an actual food. Mix it in with ice cream. So, Vaughn's, this was the best suggestion for bad ice cream flavor that came up. Tartar sauce ice cream.
So crisp, so succulent, you'll want it every night of the week.
Yeah. So I can't wait for Breyers to come out with some of those. Those sounds like some really good flavors. Deer dung, That should be good. I can't wait for haggis ice cream. What could be better than that? And, of course, tartar sauce ice cream.
So good. Nothing was ever so good.
Eskimo, there's a college known as Oogiewawa.
Wah, wah, wah.
You should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing their Eskimo tra-la-la.
Tra-la-la.
They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy.
He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie.
When he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, here is what those Eskimo all holler.
Come on, let's go.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock, rock.
Oogie, oogie, wah, wah, rah, rah, rah.
Tuesday, Monday, we all scream for Sunday.
Shh,
boom.
Roy, boy, Atlas, rah.
Boola, boola, sarsaparilla. We've got some chocolate.
I'll take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock, rock. Ice cream, soda water, ginger ale, pop. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock, rock.
Try this again.
So good!
Stop. And don't do that. Don't do that. This goes up. Okay. We're trying this again.
The Eric Paul Johnson Radio Troll Up Program. The best thing to hit the internet since free porn.
All right. Now things are in order. I got to do a little bit more. Okay. This one. Okay. Now that things are set, I got things in order going right in the place we got there. Okay. All right. So I guess the big thing this week is that the Olympic guy, Jeebus Cripes. I can't believe his name just left my head. Let's go to the Google. Transgendered Olympic. No, that's not helping me either. Oh, right. No, it's all coming together now. Just wait. Okay, I got it now. Okay, I got it. Oh, you put. Okay, all right, it's all set. Bruce Jenner. The big thing was Bruce Jenner. He's not the man that everybody seemed to think he was. And really, I just don't care. I mean, I'm fine with him being transgender if he identifies as a woman. I really don't care. That's fine. Gender identity just doesn't... I don't care. You do your thing. You be gay, straight, bi, trans, whatever you want to do, you do what you do. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't care what you do. I don't care what gender you associate with. You just be you. I'll be me. We'll all be happy. I also don't care about the Cardassians. I don't care. It's amazing the pile of don't care that I have for all of this. I never cared about Bruce Jenner. I don't care what gender people identify with. You just do what makes you happy. I don't care about the Kardashians. They're such useless people. But it's all making the hubbub this year, or this week. So much hubbub that regular, now regular, Radio Trolla music contributors Al Flash and Mick Kaler sent me a song about it. It's called Bruce, He'll Be a Woman Soon, and I have a few transgendered friends, and before you start to get your, you know, stiffen your spine like, oh, this is going to be insulting. No. I listened to it. I think it's fine. I don't think they did anything here that's going to, you know, get you all antsy and cranky. So, with that hearty disclosure and endorsement, let's listen to Bruce, He'll Be a Woman Soon by Radio Trolla contributors Al Flash and Mick Kaler. Let's just put this on the record.
Not this record!
Just leave it alone.
Bruce, he'll be a woman soon. Decathlon champ on a cereal box, took home the gold in his flowing locks back in the day. But now the cameras are taking lots of pics, and now he says he wants to be a chick. What is left to say? He's just now changing his ways. Now we know Bruce, he'll be a woman soon. With manicured hands, Bruce, he'll be a woman soon. Soon, no longer a man. No longer a man.
Who am I? Why am I here?
And here we are with a station break.
A station break is the time we take
to tell you your tune to
WDGY.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Folks, this is Colonel Sanders. You know, there's nothing like an old-fashioned backyard picnic. All the members of the family gathered around, and maybe even a few distant relatives and friendly ones. Now, don't say there's too much work involved. You don't have to do anything except get some of our Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's the quickest backyard picnic you can have, and it's the best-tasting chicken you've ever put in your mouth. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Got an aunt who insists on giving you wet kisses? Or a perpetually farting uncle? Well, do everyone a favor and give them a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, there's no better way to do an annoying relative who's morbidly obese with extremely high blood pressure than a bucket of chicken deep fried in fat and coated in a salty batter. And best of all, there's no way it can be traced to you. So if you've got a family member you can't stand with bad heart disease, then there's no better killer than Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's finger licking good.
So when you're in the mood for some fabulous food, just say Kentucky Fried Chicken for me.
Amtrak trains connect destinations, more than 500 of them nationwide, but they also connect people.
How about coming up to my place for a spot of heavy breathing?
To the friends and family that can't wait to see you, to the companions you ride with, and to the natural beauty of the American West and beyond. And beyond. Enjoy the journey. Visit Amtrak.com.
People all over the world, start a love train.
You know, ladies, taking a bath should be more than just a means of getting clean. A bath should be an invigorating experience that leaves you looking your best and feeling as good as you look. Well, that's the kind of bath you enjoy when you use Swan soap. For Swan's wonderful free sudsing action whips up an ocean of rich, creamy lather that caresses your skin, brings out your loveliest you, and leaves your face, hands, and body feeling relaxed and refreshed. It's Swan's mildness and purity that makes this white floating soap a natural choice for baby's bath, too, and for washing your most delicate fabrics. But there's nothing delicate about Swan soap's free sudsing action in the dishpan. It makes short work of dirt and grime, gets you out of the kitchen in half the time. No wonder this miracle soap is an all-American favorite for all washing chores. Try it yourself. Get Swan tomorrow, the all-purpose soap with that wonderful free sudsing action for face, hands, bath, and dishes.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Good night. Oh, good. This show was worked out much better than last week. Last week's show wasn't so great. I don't put it all on Hunter. He was sick. I wasn't doing so. It was just a bad week. We were just off our game. Next week's show is the last one of the semester. And then no more Radio Trolla until September. So if you want to get on the last show of the semester, call 623-850-3375 and leave a message on the Radio Trolla fun phone. And if you see me in public and you like my show and I got my earphones in my ear and can't hear me, don't forget to give the Radio Trolla salute. Raise the finger high in the middle. Oh, forget it. Don't rush it. Just take it slow. Jeff Quinn loves you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.